Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book, The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
In this exercise, which will last about 30 minutes, we'll experiment with different ways to attend to the breath. Begin as you did in the breath awareness meditation, by finding a comfortable, alert posture, spine more or less erect. Unless you're sleepy, you'll probably find it easiest to stay focused if your eyes are closed. We're going to try a number of ways to attend to the breath, each one for about 5 minutes, and I'll give you instructions each time that we change to another way of attending. So begin as we did in the breath awareness meditation by simply noticing that you're already breathing. Sense the rising and falling of the belly with each breath. As you breathe in, the belly rises, and as you breathe out, the belly falls. See if you can follow the breath for complete cycles, from the beginning of an inhalation to the point of relative fullness, back down to the point where the lungs are more or less empty, and it begins again. When the mind begins to wander, as it inevitably will, just notice that the mind has gone off into thought and gently bring your attention back to the breath, like training the puppy. Again, we're not trying to regulate the breath. This isn't a breathing exercise, but simply an opportunity to pay attention to what's happening in the present, to be aware of our present experience with acceptance. So now let's try a slight variation on this. Continue to follow the breath in the belly, noticing the sensations of rising and falling. Only this time, silently label in your mind the rising sensations as rising and the falling sensations as falling. Most of your attention will still be on the sensations themselves, but just gently, kind of in the background, note rising, falling, rising, falling, as your belly moves up and down. While making these mental notes is designed to help the mind stay focused on the sensations of the breath, it may still wander off. So whenever you notice that it's gone off into some chain of narrative thought, just bring your attention back to the rising and falling sensations in the belly and gently note them rising, falling. See if you can bring an attitude of interest or curiosity to the moment-to-moment sensations of each in-breath and each out-breath. Noting the belly rising and falling. Now, for the third variation, we're going to try noticing the sensation of the breath as it enters and leaves the tip of the nose. Toward the end of the breath awareness meditation, I had asked you to pay attention to the sensations of the ocean of air that surrounds us. And one place to feel that ocean of air is at the tip of the nose. So now, without labeling it, just notice the slightly cool sensation at the tip of the nose that comes with each in-breath and the slightly warm sensation with each out-breath. You can allow the awareness of the belly rising and falling to be a bit in the background, and bring your attention to the sensations at the tip of the nose, trying again to follow full cycles of breathing from the beginning of an inhalation all the way to the end of an exhalation. As before, when you notice your mind beginning to wander, just congratulate yourself on noticing and gently bring the attention back to the sensations of the tip of the nose. Notice how the sensations at the tip of the nose are slightly different from breath to breath. Now for our fourth variation, we're going to continue to attend to the sensations of the breath at the tip of the nose, only adding noting. So as you breathe in, note in, and as you breathe out, note out. Again, most of the attention will be on the sensations of the breath, but just in the background, to help keep the mind focused, we'll note in and out. In and out. Whenever the mind wanders off into a chain of thought, just gently bring it back to the tip of the nose, silently noting in, out, in, out. If the mind is calm and focused, that's fine. If, on the other hand, the mind is active or frisky, that's okay too. Just continue bringing the attention back to the sensations of the tip of the nose and use noting to help maintain your focus. now that you've had an opportunity to sample attending to the breath both in the belly and at the tip of the nose, for this next exercise, the fifth in our series, choose either the tip of the nose sensations or the rising and falling of the belly sensations. And we're going to try another means of focusing attention, which is counting the breaths. This can be done in different ways, but for now, let's try counting the out-breaths. So whether observed at the tip of the nose or in the belly, each time you breathe out, count. We're going to count 1 to 10 and then begin again at 1. And as you did with the noting, have most of your attention be on the sensations themselves, but allow yourself to note in the form of counting each out-breath. Again, when you get up to 10, just return your count to 1 again. If you lose count completely, just start at 1 again then as well. Should your mind wander off to the point where you lose count, just come back gently to number 1 again. Again, try to maintain some interest and curiosity in each breath, noticing how each one is different from the one that came before it and the one that follows. And now for our sixth and final variation, we're going to continue to count the out-breaths, only this time make it into a little bit of a game, and try to count the out-breaths all the way up to 100. If you find that your mind has wandered off into some kind of chain of narrative thought, so you begin to lose count, simply start over and see how high up you get each time. You can count the out-breath either at the tip of the nose or in the sensations of falling of the belly with each cycle of breath. Keep going as high as you can until the mind loses attention. And when the mind begins to wander, just gently come back to number one and try again. Try to notice each breath in this moment. As though it were a strange and unique experience. In a moment, I'll ring a bell to bring this exercise to a close, and listen to the sound of the bell from the beginning of the ring until it trails off and is no longer audible. And then when you're done with this exercise, you may find it useful to take some notes on page 62 and 63 of the Mindfulness Solution, and notice the way, just note on the paper the ways in which these six different variations of following the breath felt different to you.